It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Tuolumne County Sheriff Jim Mealy is joining us in studio today. Sheriff, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you, BJ. Appreciate you giving the time.
Well, it's good to have you back in studio. Let's talk about marijuana legalization for recreational use. That's something that you're actively, of course, watching closely as the sheriff of Tuolumne County. I know it's something you have been studying when it comes to other states that have legalized it as well. And it seems like there's a lot of uncertainty now following a recent federal memo by Attorney General Jeff Sessions in regards to marijuana legalization. So as we sit here this morning, what are kind of the main things on your mind in regards to this topic?
Well, I think that we need to talk about the or at least start the conversation in regards to what took place several years ago under the President Obama's administration and Attorney General Holder. And back in 2009 and 11, there were several memos that came out outlining what the federal government wanted to do in regards to marijuana. You saw states such as California, Colorado, and other states, Washington, Alaska, and I believe Oregon, were moving in the direction of not only using marijuana medicinally, but also using it for personal use. And so Attorney General Holder and President Obama changed the direction of the federal government's guidelines in regards to the their prosecutors, the federal prosecutors concerning marijuana, and are started to move in that direction. And then in 2013, we use this word a lot, or this phrase a lot, the Cole memo, which James Cole, who was the a deputy attorney general for the federal government, he basically outlined how the federal government would look at marijuana under the Controlled Substance Act. And, excuse me, what basically that memo talked about is that these guidelines would apply to all federal enforcement activity. And it also went on to talk about not only law enforcement, but also the civil enforcement along with the criminal investigations and prosecutions concerning marijuana. And it was in all states. And so some of the things that they talked about was, one of the things was, one, that states needed to make sure that they put in rules and regulations that would prevent the distribution of marijuana to minors. That it would prevent revenue or the cash that came in of the sale of marijuana from going to criminal enterprises, such as gangs and cartels. It also talked about the preventing the diversion of marijuana from states where it was legal under that state's law to going to another state where it may be illegal. Or, in fact, not just illegal, other states that marijuana may be legal, but to other states, period. So you could have an interstate commerce, but you could not have an intrastate commerce going from state to state. And then finally, it talked about the activity being being a storefront for illegal activity, where again that money may be going to drug trafficking of other illegal drugs and so on. So that's basically what the Cole memo, and that's what we were under those guidelines. And then when President Trump and Attorney Sessions came in, there was some talk that possibly that things would change. And then a few weeks ago, it did change. Attorney General's put out a memo, and it outlined that the Controlled Substance Act what we previously were under before the Cole memo was sufficient. It worked, and that they were going to revert back to those guidelines. And so what you have now is that you have states such as Colorado, California, already down that road. You know, you can say the barn door is open, however you want to phrase it. The fact is that you have states that are moving forward with not only the medicinal aspect of it, but also the personal aspect of it. And now what Attorney General Sessions' memo has done is it has created a sense of uncertainty. What is going to take place now?
Talking to Sheriff Jim Mealy on this weekend's Motherlode Views, does that change in the memo, does that change enforcement at all, like for local sheriffs such as yourself?
No, it doesn't. But what it changes is it changes the federal aspect of it. Because one of the things that the Cole memo talked about, it also talked about that not only would we not, if this was, quote unquote, a legitimate business, that it was following the state's laws and outlines of permitting and sales, that they would not come in. But now with the new memo, you could be following all of those guidelines. You could be following all of the rules that the county, the city, or the state may have put in place. But the federal government now has said, we reserve the right to come in and not only prosecute you criminally, but we may also civilly go after your money and assets. So now that has completely changed. So that's where the uncertainty comes in. And so, you know, here in Tuolumne County, we're talking about the commercialization, manufacturing, and cultivation of marijuana, allowing that in Tuolumne County. Well, I can't sit here today and say that with certainty to explain to you what that law is federally, because I'm unclear now. And so, you know, when we pass a rule or a county ordinance, we want to make sure that it's very clear and concise to the point so that there is no misinterpretation. But now with the Attorney General Sessions' memo, it most certainly has clouded up the waters.
With so much uncertainty, as sheriff now, are you hoping a county like Tuolumne will slow down or stop what it's currently doing?
Well, I think that we need to look at what the landscape is. And so I think that what will happen is that you will see the federal government start moving, hopefully in Congress, because these memos that are coming out from the Attorney General, both Attorney General Holder and Sessions, they're memos. They're not laws. They're guidelines. So what really needs to happen is that the federal government needs to step in and say, these are the laws that the federal government, or the direction we're going to go. And so I think we need to slow down, pump the brakes a little bit, and say, okay, how will this affect positively, and also how will this affect adversely, negatively, our community? And so with this uncertainty, that's my suggestion, and what I am lobbying for with the board is to slow down. Take a slower approach to this. There are multiple reports out there from law enforcement, from the proponents, that really contradict each other. And so when the board asks, well, Sheriff, you know, how is this going to affect our county? Well, I can tell you what other law enforcement agencies are telling the public, what Colorado has said, what some of the other states and counties and cities have said, law enforcement aspect. But then I can read and be told from the proponents, oh, no, those reports aren't accurate. They're not true. It's not as bad. So, you know, you have these conflicting statements. I come from the law enforcement background, where when we put our report, it's generally accepted. Why all of a sudden now are these reports not accepted? Why are these statistics not accepted now? I mean, to me, that's a little baffling. But regardless, my suggestion right now is that there is so much uncertainty because of the Attorney General Sessions' memo. It has taken the Cole memo and has basically thrown it in a trash can. And what is the federal government going to do? What are they? What is their direction? And I think that we need to take a pause and see how this this comes out.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Sheriff Jim Mealy on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll continue with our second segment in just a minute.